Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. We are wrapping up this corner and practicing the books of the Bible. We should know the entire New Testament books by now. Do you? Well, let's say them together. Are you ready? You say them right along with me. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job. Let's do our Bible lesson now.
Christ the Lord is risen to
We are wrapping up this corner and practicing the books of the Bible. We should know the entire New Testament books by now. Do you? Well, let's say them together. Are you ready? You say them right along with me. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job. Let's do our Bible lesson now. Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are continuing the story about Jesus and his last few hours before he died. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and pray that Jesus' Spirit will be with us, okay? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Lord, we pray that you will give us wisdom, understanding, that your Spirit will be poured out upon us so that we can understand what you want to teach us. Amen. Jesus had taken the sins of the whole world onto himself, and then he died for us. During Jesus' whole life, Satan had done everything he could think of to make him disobey the Ten Commandments. But he had failed. Even while Jesus was dying on the cross, Satan had tried to make him stop trusting his Father. But right up until the moment that he died, Jesus still trusted, even though he felt as if God had left him. Jesus proved that with God's help, humans can trust and obey no matter what happens or how we feel. Have you heard the song, Trust and Obey? For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. When we trust Jesus, no matter what, that is what gives us peace and what will end up giving us joy. You know, it's really easy to think that when something bad happens, that God isn't there. When bad things happen, it's like, where's God? Where is he? Many people can get angry. And you know what? Jesus was wondering where God was when he was suffering and dying on the cross. Jesus even asked why God had forsaken him. But God doesn't forsake us. God is always there for us. It may feel like he's not there. It may feel like he's hiding his face from us. But God is always there, no matter what. No matter how bad things get, God is always with you. At the same time that Jesus died, the priest at the temple had just raised his knife to kill the lamb for the evening sacrifice. Every evening, they would kill a lamb that would represent Jesus and his sins. Suddenly, there was a loud tearing sound. The earth trembled and shook. The knife dropped from the priest's hand, and the lamb ran away. What was happening? Let's look it up, because the Bible tells us. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 and 51. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 27, that's towards the back of the book of Matthew, the big numbers, chapter 27, and then you're going to look under that. Probably we'll have to turn a page for verse 50 and 51. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 and 51. Let's see what that says. But if you need more time, you can pause this recording, and then when you're ready, press play again. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 and 51.
And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and yielded up his spirit. And then, behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split.
When Jesus cried out, when he yielded up his spirit, then guess what happened? The veil in the temple was torn in two. God was showing that there was no longer any need for people to sacrifice lambs to remind them of the true lamb who would come and die for us. The true lamb had already come, Jesus. And he had just died on a cross for us at that very moment. Our sins had killed him. In the temple, no one but the high priest, who represented Jesus, could go beyond the curtain into the awesome presence of God in the most holy place. But you know what? On that Friday afternoon, the curtain was torn open. Why do you think? It was a symbol. It showed that Jesus is our real high priest, and through faith in Jesus, we can go right in to our great and loving Heavenly Father. We can talk to him in prayer. There's nothing standing between us. There's no curtain to divide us. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, because of what Jesus did for us, we can go straight to the Father. We can ask him for help. And you know what? Because Jesus died, there was no longer any need for a temple or for priests here on earth. The temple in Jerusalem was given to help people understand what Jesus would do when he returned to heaven. It was there like a symbol. But once Jesus returned to heaven, guess what he became? Our high priest. He became our high priest in the most holy place up in heaven. In the heavenly temple. How wonderful. You know, sometimes when people get in trouble, they might have done something wrong, or maybe they didn't do something wrong and they were accused. Oftentimes they hire or they pay to have an attorney defend them in court. An attorney knows the rules. They know the laws. They even know the judges. They know how judges tend to feel about certain cases or what they might rule. So oftentimes, people will hire an attorney and pay them to represent them, to bring their case before the judge. That's what Jesus does. God is the great judge, and Jesus is our intercessor. He's our attorney, as it were. He's our lawyer. He stands before God. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you glad that Jesus is our high priest now? You know, because of him, we can be saved. We can live forever with Jesus up in heaven. Isn't that good news? Let's pray and thank him for the wonderful sacrifice that he gave, that he stands in our place. Jesus, we are so thankful. Jesus, we are so thankful for your sacrifice, for what you are willing to do just for us. Thank you so much. Help us to follow you, to stay close to you, to trust you and obey you. We love you. Amen. We have a new memory verse this week. It's from Acts chapter 17, verse 3. It says, Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead. Did you know that in order to save you and me, Christ had to suffer? Yeah. Aren't you thankful that he was willing to do that for us?
Acts 17, verse 3.
Hey kids, it's Miss Katie here. Have you ever had a question about God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to SeedPod at startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.